listening for the $250 for mom.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Yes, I just got a fraudulent thing from Wells Fargo on my account that you guys tried to charge after you sent me a free item.
Okay. Give me 1 second, sir. Let me see what's going on, all right?
Sure.
Okay, it's just that I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties right now, but they're going to be resolving 1 second. Just bear with me, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, I'm going to be able to help you in 1 more second. I'm almost done. Okay, sir. Yeah, they're working on it right now. It's going to be just 1 more second. I'm so sorry about this, but this is the first time this has happened to me. But the guys are already working on it to resolve it. It happened to me earlier. It didn't took more than 5 minutes. So we're almost done. Okie dokie. Oh my God. Give me 1 second, sir. Okie dokie. All right, sir. Can I have your zip code?
94558.
Okay, thank you. And I have your name too?
Dennis Lewis.
All right, thank you for that. Let me look your account. Okie dokie. Give me 1 second, sir. All right, thank you very much. All right, I'm so sorry about this delay. I was trying to find the account and sometimes we encounter these technical difficulties, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience. All right. Okay, sir. I see your account. Can you confirm your address, please?
1141 Mount George Avenue.
In Napa?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I see, sir, that on the 10th of February, you choose the Wi-Fi booster welcoming gift that was $745 for the shipping and handling. And that was a welcoming gift. Mm-hmm. That was a welcoming gift to join the factory direct store.
It was something I supposedly wanted.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever goes beyond the $7 that I paid, I don't want anything else. I want to be taken off whatever you have because it's fraudulent. So make sure that everything cleared on my account.
Yes, sir. Let me just explain what happened. So, the Wi-Fi booster that you ordered was a welcoming gift for $745 for the shipping and handling. And it was indeed a welcoming gift to join the factory direct store. That's a web store that has factory prices for a lot of different products like the Wi-Fi booster itself.
I don't really give a shit what else it is. I paid for the sale or the delivery and so forth for that item that I supposedly got on because I did a survey. Now, I don't want anything else. I don't want to be assigned anything else. And there will be no more payments okayed on my account. Is that clear?
Well, sir, there's no need to use that language. I was just trying to explain you why you were charged $56.95.
I didn't use any profanity. I didn't use any language that was offensive. I told you I didn't want to be on the service that you guys keep playing games with.
I just wanted to let you know that the factory direct store has factory prices instead of retail prices. And that that charge was to be able to access those charges, sir. But I didn't cancel the account for you. Okay, I just canceled the account for you, sir. You will not be charged again. And the charge for $56.95 didn't went through, so you're not gonna be charged for that. The Wi-Fi booster was already sent. So it's on its way. Oh, let me check. I have a tracking number here. Yeah, it's on its way. You can keep it. You don't have to send it back or anything. And is there anything else I can help you with today?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Bye.